My Adoption. Book 1. By Max Harper. First published 2022. Chapter 1. Finding Mommy. I checked the message notifications of my Your Life app. I had been lurking around the site for some time now, and while my persona there had been minimal, I was starting to gain some attention for my fantasy posts. There was a wide breadth of content and fetishes on the site, but I had fallen into one of the more frowned upon types, but more on that later. The notifications were mostly generic. A random username liked my post or shared a post, and rarely I got a comment or two. Tonight, however, I got my first direct message that wasn't scary. A lot of them were. There were some creeps out there who wanted to do unspeakable things to me, or believed that I was some sort of sex slave or something. That wasn't the case, at least not for me. The direct message I received was really simple, but it caught my eye because of how simple it was. Hi. I like your content. Would you like to talk to me? The message was from around 3 in the morning. It didn't strike me as too strange, but I figured, what the hell, I'll give this random person a shot. It was 5 in the afternoon, I was fresh off my hellish work week and I had no plans. So, I typed back a simple reply. I'll talk to anyone who will listen. I didn't expect a response. I had switched over to YouTube to catch up on my daily videos. There was a live stream starting soon and I didn't want to miss it. It was the highlight of my week. As I was scrolling, my speakers made a weird noise. I looked at them and at my volume control. I wasn't playing a video yet, and none of my tabs were making noise. Wait a minute, there was a notification. My direct message tab was showing a message in the tab that I hadn't seen before. I clicked on it, and there was a new message from this random person. I'd be happy to listen to anything you have to say. There was a smiley face at the end of the message, and for a moment, I was happy. I didn't talk to people much, and certainly didn't get a lot of messages with smiley faces at the end of them. I hurriedly typed back. Thanks. I appreciate that. I stayed on the screen for a moment and was shocked when 3 little bubbles appeared under my message. The person on the other line was writing back. You're welcome. I wanted to reach out to you because I saw your content posts and it looks like we have a lot in common. I sat back in my chair and felt the color draining from my face. I had originally started making posts as a joke, but as time went on, I kept getting more and more elaborate with my stories. I didn't really mean anything I was saying, and surely didn't expect anyone to want to talk to me about it. I decided to play it off like I didn't know what was going on by typing. A lot in common. The response was immediate. Are you not interested in nappies? I was confused for a moment. Who calls diapers nappies? Nappies. Oh, you must be from the States. Nappies is British for diapers. I'm from Great Britain. I breathed a sigh of relief. At least this person would be easy to ghost if the conversation turned sour. It was highly unlikely that they would be able to find me or know my real name. Are you playing shy? I didn't respond for a moment. Frankly, I didn't know what to say. The person on the other side did, though. I think shy is adorable. What's your name?